Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. The cost estimates for the activities, the 2019 activities of the convention are available on the website. They were published at least 10 days in advance of the meeting as requested by the financial measures adopted at the meeting of the high contracting parties last year. We are talking of the following documents: CCW/MSP/2018/5, 6, 8, 9 and 10. Looking at these documents, there are some common patterns, the first of which is the contingency provision that was put down at 15%. Now, should the high contracting parties decide that that contingency provision is not something that they want, as has been done for the for amending Protocol 2 and for Protocol 5, the Secretariat will remove that contingency provision and will reissue the cost estimates after the meeting, so you can approve them without. The main and perhaps striking difference that you will find in the cost estimates of this year for the activities of next year compared to the cost estimates presented to you and approved last year for the 2018 activities has to do with the reflection of the staffing costs. In fact, until last year, the cost of 1P3 for 12 months was split between amended Protocol 2, meeting of the high contracting parties, and Protocol 5, meeting of the high contracting parties, 6 months each. For transparency purposes, we have put all non-conference servicing costs, therefore including the staff costs, in the cost estimate of the meeting of the high contracting parties for 2019. Consequently, you certainly must have noticed that the costs for amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 5 meeting of the high contracting parties went down significantly, and that's because the P3 is no longer in there. Now, regarding the difference between these documents, documents 5 and 6 both have to do with the GG on laws in 2019. The only difference in these two documents is that document number 5 provides a cost estimate for a 5 days meeting, whereas document number 6 provides cost estimates for 2 5-day meetings. If you look at the details, you will see that the costs of translation, of documentation, and of meeting costs are doubled for a meeting that lasts double, while secretary, meaning support staff, costs are not doubled, but simply move from 21 days to 30 days. Regarding documents 9 and 10, they both pertain to the biennial cost estimates, as it was requested at the last year meeting of the high contracting parties. The Secretariat, you will recall, that was requested to produce the cost estimate not just for the coming year, but for the following year. Consequently, documents 9 and 10 provide you with a summary of the other costs on a biennial scale. And the difference between these two documents, once more, has to do with the GG laws, 5 days or 10 days. It goes without saying that should any oral amendment be made to the cost estimates prior to adoption, this will not only be reflected in the specific cost estimate that will be revised, but will also be reflected in the biennial costs. I would leave it as such, and if there are any questions, we'll be more than happy to respond.